good Friday morning. Back here in the Radio Hut. Got a day going on here, a Friday heading into the holiday weekend. Partly cloudy thing happening here, 61 degrees. I'm the happiest guy on earth. I have got an emotional support, a dumpster fire thing going on here that Brianna Koval gave me. Says, I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Thank you so much. This is a perfect gift.
I know,
for putting out dumpster fires.
It's like a little desk pet, just to remind you that even when everything seems to be
putting out dumpster fires. Yeah, everything's
fine.
It'll
be fine.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I needed, you know, heading into my holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Everybody just needs a reminder sometimes.
Absolutely.
That regardless of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time turns out fine.
Most of the time it's all right.
Yep,
yes,
absolutely.
In the bigger picture. Well, we're going to talk kind of everybody heading back to school now, which I can't believe
yes.
we're talking about. But here we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're always talking, you know, planning. So back to school and planning. What do you got for us?
So earlier in the summer when school was letting out, we had a conversation about making sure that you knew what everybody's plan was going to be over the summer.
Yeah.
How are you going to reach everybody? Where are they going to be during the day, during the evening, if some sort of emergency happens and you need to, you know, assemble the team? So how is that going to work? Well, now that we're going back to school, plans are changing again.
Right.
So kids are in school. Kids have after-school activities. Maybe they have different childcare that they're going to. All of these things, if some sort of emergency happens, how are you going to make sure that everyone's accounted for? What's your plan to reach out to all of those individuals? And then what's the backup plan for that if plan A doesn't work?
Right.
Because if you don't have a plan A, you definitely can't have a plan B. So making sure that you have a method of communication, making sure that everyone knows where your I'm going to call it an assembly point would be.
Yeah.
If some sort of emergency happens and you can't reach your loved ones, where do they know that you're supposed to meet? Are you meeting at home? Are you meeting at grandma's house? Are you meeting at such and such location?
Mm-hmm.
So you can make sure that everyone's accounted for. How is that going to work? So having that conversation, just to make sure that everyone is on the same page, you know, super important, even if you have littles, to make sure that they know that, hey, if something ever happens, I'm going to call, you know, your daycare. I'm going to call, you know, XYZ person that you go with after school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call the neighbor because I know that you get dropped off by the school bus and you will be home alone. You know, just having those types of conversations so everyone knows, generally speaking, what the plan is going to be. Because it gives you a little bit of peace of mind.
A lot of peace of mind.
Yep, that you know that everybody has the general idea of what's going to happen if there is some sort of emergency.
Pre-planning's key. Now, are we just talking like specifically weather when we're talking emergency with this?
No, because
it could
be anything. We spend so much time talking about weather because that tends to be
what we talk about around here.
Yeah, that's kind of our prevailing event around here. But it could be anything. It could be an evacuation based on a hazmat spill. It could be weather related. It could be that, you know, there's some sort of safety incident,
mm-hmm.
Or anything. I mean, honestly, your communications plan is going to be pretty standard regardless of the situation, but it's having that backup plan too. Because if something catastrophic did happen and for some reason we didn't have cell phones or we didn't have electricity or anything like that, how are you going to contact people? So having that backup plan of, even if it's, I'm going to go and pick you up at XYZ place because I know you'll be there.
Yeah.
So it's just having that conversation just to make sure everybody's on the same page. And people's phone numbers tend to change.
That's
true. We live in a world
where
you know, phone numbers tend to be fairly disposable. Cell phones change, providers change, all of those types of things change. Landlines are going away, you know, just making sure that everyone knows how to communicate. And then, you know, sometimes just printing off mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa's phone numbers on a little piece of paper and keeping them in your kiddo's backpack is a great thing to do.
And that way, when things get chaotic,
you have
somewhere to go with it.
Yep, absolutely. Because nobody remembers phone numbers anymore. I remember my landline phone number from when I was a child. But if you asked me to give you another phone number other than my office line or my husband's cell phone number, I couldn't. And I will fully admit, I don't know my son's cell phone number. It's in my phone. So it's having those types of things written down, because if you're in a real pinch, you're never going to remember it.
Right.
So making sure that you have that written down is a great idea as well.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Good information, as Absolutely. Always, from Common Sense Lady. And putting out dumpster fires.
That's what I do.
I'm never going to have to do that again now that I got this handy little thing. I'm going to take that in my office, put it right by my phone.
There you go. Okay, and it will always remind you.
Always remind me. Yes. And every time I'm putting out dumpster fires, I can look at that and go, hey, everything's fine.
Yep. You know, it's going to be fine.
We're all okay.
Absolutely.
So, we want to talk Vikings?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm not going to get you wound
well,
up yet.
I mean, Carson Wentz, Adam Thielen, they are assembling the Avengers is what they're doing.
Truly. Yes. Yep. And the local guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm liking that.
I think it's going to be a fun season.
Let's hope so.
Yep.
Okay, we'll wait and see. But again, you know, hopefully heartbreak won't ensue. But it is the Vikings.
I don't want to say it always does, but we'll
I know.
See.
No, I'm right there with you.
That's okay. As long as it's exciting before they break my heart, totally fine.
That's a good point. Yeah, as long as you make it exciting, then we got some breathing room.
Absolutely.
You
going to
be back next Friday?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to talk again. Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services here. We have our discussion every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. I got my